When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good afternoon, this is Don Bacardi-Limon, and I'm here live on the set where Ron DeSantis is suspending his campaign effective immediately. Donald Trump has just pulled up in an MPV, a Mazda MPV. Unbelievable. Ron DeSantis is now on stage conceding live to Donald Trump. He's suspending his campaign. This is incredible. Let's tune in.
DeSantis, please. We've got a question here. So we've noticed some strange behavior in your actions, which prompted most of Americans, 84% actually, to ask you, is it true that you're actually controlled by a closeted bisexual robot?
Well, actually, that's a lie that was smeared upon me by Trump and his campaign. Listen, I don't want to say anything bad about Donald because I'm throwing my support behind him. Mm-hmm. Okay? The people of Florida deserve a governor that is not controlled by a bisexual robot. And I'm not that guy.
Right.
I'm controlled by higher interests, lobbyists, the NRA, shit like that.
Right.
That's who controls Ron DeSantis. Okay?
I mean, Trump did say that he would fuck your wife in front of you. Is that still somebody you would like to campaign for?
I mean, listen, if it saves the country, he can fuck my wife, okay?
Right.
If I get aroused while he does it, that's of no consequence
right.
to
it's
the
no
American
one's business.
People. Yeah.
Trump, I would like to ask you a question now that you're here. I know you've been going through a lot just with your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
The terrible skin, no bitches. Your hands get smaller every single time.
There's no host.
You're in and out of court. Your life is just terrible. And it has really nothing to do with the question. But what can the American people expect from you in this upcoming election?
Well, first of all, thank you for your question. You already know what type of time I'm on. You know the vibes.
Wow.
The Democrats couldn't hold me. The feds couldn't hold me. Ronnie here certainly can't hold me.
I can't.
I'm the best hope for this nation. My shoulders and skin may be terrible, but I'll tell you this. Joey is falling apart right before our eyes.
He
as
is.
We speak.
He's really old.
At this point, I'm all the nation has. And let me tell you something else. We're smoking that dark evil pack. All right,
wow.
On this side, the GOP's got shit that hasn't been smoked since King Arthur pulled the sword from the stone.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Whatever he's saying, I agree fully with everything that he's saying. I don't know what he's saying, actually. I feel like I'm having an aneurysm just listening to him speak.
You're very submissive. We love that about you.
I am. I have my cock in like a weird contraption right now.
Yeah, we can
Every
tell.
Time my wife presses a button on her app, on her phone, it electrifies my nuts.
It's true. I have the same app. It's
yeah.
True.
You're the one controlling it.
We're buzzing each other right now.
We share a password.
Ow. Ooh. Take that.
Oh, yes.
You feel
like
that?
Oh, you dirty boy.
I know you guys aren't friends.
Boy.
Excuse me, bitches?
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Thank you. Order. I know you guys aren't friends and you don't get along too much, but one thing you do have in common is erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with my question, but what are your plans on inflation, on extra veiny backwoods? What are we doing about that
as
a community?
I'll tell you something about that. Ronnie's plan was so inadequate, I just had to come back.
It's true.
I had to, listen.
Like I said, let's go back to Dutch's. People did not want to go back to the American people are off Dutch's.
Yeah, you're full of terrible ideas.
Listen,
terrible.
Making America great again also means making the pack affordable again. This is,
I agree.
I mean, we're talking pressure pack. We're talking that priority pack. I mean, USPS priority
that's
mail. That's right, Ronnie. That's
Zaza.
That's right. Thank
he
you.
Wants to bring Zaza to the people. That's something that I couldn't see.
It's true.
It wasn't in my vision for the state of Florida. But as a Floridian man, controlled by higher interests, I have to agree with Donald on this one. It's just the truth.
I haven't. Listen, the people of New York City specifically, these are my people, my friends. They will be happy to know I promise to bring back Piff like it's 2004. Do you
it's
understand
true.
What I'm telling
wow.
you?
He brought back Piff and dadpiff.com.
It's
so
true.
I downloaded all my entire library of Max B was lost in a flood. And
it's
I couldn't
true.
Get it back.
And
until now, Donnie got it back for me. That's yep. why I'm suspending my campaign, because I have Cocaine Music Volume 1 and 2, okay? I have Cocaine Convicts.
That's true. That's a good one. That's
a great one.
I'm not going to confirm nor deny that I'm the reason Pitchfork went under, specifically because we needed to bring Dat Piff back.
Yeah. We need the server space.
Listen, at this point, it's a necessary evil. All right. And I promise jobs to all those people that lost theirs. I mean, it's truly something I've cared for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't.
You guys are fucking liars.
He is.
You're
it's
both
true.
Liars.
It's
You're both it's alligator
crazy.
Fuckers.
I know. I'm sorry. Listen, I didn't want to fuck that alligator, but in reality, the people of Florida deserve a governor that's going to govern with his cock and a gator.
And I'll tell you what choice do you have?
Let's be real. Okay?
What choice do the American people have?
We're going to collectively kill ourselves.
That's amazing, because that's a lot of room for me and for my beautiful wife and children that love me. Ha, 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 ha.
A victory light.
こんにちは視聴者私の名前はレニです日本から帰ってきましたあなたは今ビクトリーライトポッドキャスト
をYo, Goku, chill out. Yo, chill the fuck out. Yo, listen. Yo, Reddy's back from Japan. You know what I'm saying? You ready? It's fucking victory light.
We are happy to have you back,
Yo,
Reddy.
Welcome
we
back.
Missed you,
welcome
man.
Welcome back.
Sapporto, arigato gozaimasu. Thank you guys
you know
so
saying?
Much.
He's been talking like that all morning, bro.
Yo,
he refuses to speak to us.
He won't come out of it.
Bro, that's what I needed. I felt like I didn't know shit, bro. When I landed, I was so like nervous and shit. Cause like I've been doing like this Duolingo shit for like almost a year. Like I got like a 350 day streak and shit. So like
what the fuck?
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. So I haven't missed a day. So I feel like I didn't know anything, bro. Then I land and like, you know how you don't really know you know some shit until you're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put me in the middle and I'm like, oh fuck, I got no choice. You know what I mean? Like I got no choice but to speak the shit. So you know, yeah. So I got around pretty fine.
Did you go out there like on some American shit? Like, yo, where's my fucking I need to hit a Burger King right now. Where's Chick-fil-A?
Hey, where's my beef patty with cheese?
Where's my beef patty
bro,
with cheese?
Listen, fast food out there is insane. That like
it's better, right? Is it better?
Oh my god, it's so much better.
Dang.
Like there, Burger King out there had a fucking like they had this like they had this. It sounds crazy, but like over there, like you know, it's like
umami.
It's bro. They had a fucking they had a garlic double Whopper.
Oh,
and what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That sounds so ill. Put that.
Yeah. Right?
Hold on.
That just makes sense.
It? Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Come on.
Huh?
Like, yo. A garlic, that's fine. That's like putting a double on a Whopper.
Yeah. No,
oh,
like precisely.
You.
Yeah, that is precisely what it was. Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I think the biggest difference was like I got over there and like the average like bowl of ramen, like I went over there mostly for the food. The average bowl of ramen is like 900 yen, which is like 625 over here.
Wow.
Right before coming in here, I had a $17 ham and cheese baguette, bro. Do you have any idea? You have any idea what I'm feeling right now?
Fam, yo, that's... Thank you for saying that, because you just reminded me of some shit I saw, and I need to talk to y'all about this, because this is... reflects on my washness. Okay?
Oh my God. Hear
me out.
We need
hear
this
out.
Goddamn jar!
Hear me out!
We need this jar, bro.
Because, yo... This guy was on Twitter talking about how kids today don't got no hustle, blah, blah, blah. I'm out here. I would be out here shoveling the snow, this, that, the third.
I saw that.
And it's like, bro, no, you wouldn't, because now when you go to McDonald's, you can't get a number two for fucking $3.
No, not at all.
Right.
Like, you say that $17 fucking ham and cheese.
Yeah.
That's, fam. Ham and cheese. I feel washed when I'm like, when I complain about this type of shit. Yeah. I feel like I'm washed when I complain about this type of shit. Because I'm like, yo, this costs too much, this costs too much. And the only thing that I don't think costs too much is gas. Because I started driving, not really started driving.
Well,
like,
because you drive Optimus Prime. That's right. <what's laughs>
Yes. Also,
so you literally drive an Autobot,
bro.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody who's over 60.
Mm. Yo.
Talk to them and tell them how much a fucking avocado toast costs, bro.
Yo.
And they're going to sit there and tell you, I'm going to kill myself right now.
Yeah.
Because they'll be able to compare the prices.
She was 5 cents back in my day.
Bro, they bought a house for 6 shillings. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Reminds me, bro, of the Whoopi thing when she was just like, oh, the new generation, they just don't want to work. That's why they're not buying houses. It's like, bro.
We want to get paid, though.
Exactly. Like, you can't buy a house for 15 grand. You can't find that no more.
You can't buy shit for 15 grand, Liz. You can't buy motherfucking. Yo, I can't buy. Victor's fucking North Face fleece is $18,000.
I had to buy this shit in Europe. It was 80 euro. Shit was literally 170 US.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I had to go on the SNS and look at that European warehouse.
Yeah. Bro, I'm saying, like, I found out Comme des Garçons was Japanese, like, by accident. I didn't know that shit. I thought they was French.
And Amiri's a white guy.
Yeah. Amiri.
Yo, wow. Mike Amiri.
Yes, yo. I thought Mike Amiri was Nigerian this whole time, bro.
I swear to God. Like, yo, some Noah Kanaga shit. Like, yo.
Yeah. Some Noah Kanaga shit. Bro, I thought Mike Amiri this whole time was, like, the next up-and-coming black designer straight out of Nigeria.
Looks like Michael Rubin.
Bro, you zoom out, that motherfucker looks like but not like this guy.
Yeah. He looks like, that in America.
We don't do that in America. Yeah, he looks like that guy.
What Jesus the fuck, man?
Yeah. Fam. So the food was popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was so good.
The atmosphere was popping. Did you do like any nightlife activities, shit like that? Like,
honestly, like I don't move like that in my real life. Like, right, I really just don't be like in clubs or nothing like that. So like, I didn't really go out there for that. But like, I went mostly like for the food and like the sights and like the experiences. Like, there was two things that I wanted to do, like, that I knew for that, like, there was two reasons I was going, but the rest of that time was like super unplanned and spontaneous.
So you get the hot springs up and shit, you're like, yo.
Nah, not even, bro.
Get the hot water, my nuts.
Listen, this is the
because I remember, yo, because I'm playing fucking with the game fucking Ghost of fucking
Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
When you go, there's like a part where you go, there's hot springs all over the place, like, where you increase your health. Mm-hmm. And my man gets butt nosy and gets an hot spring.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oxygen, because you know, and they show the monkeys, the snow baboons. I think it is the snow monkeys.
Yeah, snow monkeys.
They be in there. So I was like, yo, you over here?
Yeah. I think they're macaques.
Macaques? Macaques? Yo.
Speaking of monkeys.
Speaking of macaques.
Did y'all see that video of the little white kid trying to stomp on the baby monkeys?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's in their blood.
What? No.
It's in the violence.
Murder is in your blood.
They were like at an excursion at a resort, and it was like a bunch of little baby monkeys. And this kid, he tried to stomp them out.
Nah, see?
And the mother just gave him a little tap, like, what's wrong with you, bro? You're
a little high.
Oh, my God.
You're a weirdo, bro. You're a whole fucking weirdo, bro.
You're raising a serial killer. There are no jokes here. You're raising a serial killer.
That's not weird. That's dangerous. How the fuck you see that, and the first thing you think is to stomp it out?
Yo.
That's how I feel when I saw him. I would love to just fucking tombstone him.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, tombstone! I just visualize you going with tombstone and a 10-year-old white kid. Yo. Put that up. Animate that.
But yeah, I went over, like, this is going to sound, listen, I'm a fucking nerd at heart, bro. I went over there to see both life-size Gundams. That was it. I saw the Yokohama Gundam F00 and Unicorn Gundam in Diver City. After that, I was like, I'm with whatever. Because I saw what I came here to see.
Did you see any horny shit? Because people want to know.
Any what?
Horny shit?
bro.
Japan is famous for horniness. Let's be real.
Infamous.
You know, however you want to
spin
it.
Horny in Japan is like not that weird.
It's like umami.
Japan. You know how people say like, oh, male loneliness or whatever. Like over here, that's bullshit. But in Japan, it's like it's not just male loneliness. Fucking everybody's lonely. Like no, what? Like, yeah, damn. Everybody's lonely as fuck to the point
why?
Where like, well, cause everybody's so like, people. Like the general consensus in Japan now is individualism. So it's like, I'm gonna get it on my own first, and then I'll think about marriage, and then I'll think about a family, and then and for a lot of people, the marriage and family shit never comes. So a lot of people end up like by themselves because the work culture over there is so competitive and so toxic that like you don't fucking have time to raise a family or date really or find a wife. So there's this micro economy now. There's of just like these places where the whole shtick, the whole like angle is just a pretty girl will just sit and talk to you. Like
yo,
it's not
that's
even
crazy.
Yeah, like it's
that
not
makes
even
me feel lonely.
Yo, yeah. Yeah,
like
no,
it's not even.
It's like you're making it worse, pretty lady.
Yeah. It's
like,
not
yo,
even.
I'm gonna go here for half an hour and I'm gonna fucking shoot myself in the neck because yeah, like, you're fucking gorgeous. Just, I'm never gonna fuck you ever in life.
Like we went to like me and my bro, we went to this like girls bar, and that's what it's called. Like it's called a girls bar, and the whole concept is just like they don't do no freaky deaky shit. Like no, not, like oh no, like come back to my room. None of that. It's just like. Yo, for you pay this much, and I will sit here and talk to you and pour your drinks and drink with you for 40 minutes.
Yo.
Wow.
She hit the clock, too, and she saw like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like, on the clock, bitch.
Yeah. And she's like, by the way, like, do you want more time or whatever? And that's how they get you, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They keep feeding you. Because, like, bro, like...
The clock watchers?
Yeah, because, like, nobody really, like, because it's so individualistic, like, nobody has anyone to talk to, bro. So, like, that's the main thing, really. It's like, yeah, people fucking and shit, but like no one's like nobody like cares about each other beyond that. So it's like,
oh damn.
So over there's a whole lucrative ass business of just, yo, this pretty girl will sit here and talk to you
damn.
For 40 minutes.
Well, at least they get paid for it, bro. Because in Istanbul, they won't tell. They'll just rack you up. You'll be there. You'll walk into a spot, bro. My brother and my best friend was telling me this story. You'll walk into a spot empty.
Wait,
just
where?
Istanbul, Turkey.
Turkey.
Oh, Istanbul.
Yeah. They walked in, nothing but beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. They'll come, sit down, talk to you, start ordering stuff you think that is for them. And eventually, bro, they'll come and bring you a fucking $3,000 bill.
Yeah, nah.
And they'll just be like, and then the owners will shame you. Like the owners shame them. They was like, oh, so you're not going to buy these pretty girls? They're little intricate nuts and strawberries and shit.
Intricate nuts
and they was like, no, I don't know these bitches.
Yo, there's no shame in a New York dude, bro.
None.
No shame. Yeah, I can imagine Andy like, but you didn't tell me that it was all this shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
He was like, I don't know none of these bitches. They came over here. But they all in cahoots.
Yeah.
The owner has the women there. They're they're very beautiful girls. They just have the guys, stay there, spend money.
Now, in Japan, like in the 80s, it used to be like they used to have these places like Hookup Alley where like strangers would just go there and just like point somebody out and be like, you? And then
let's
they'd be
smash?
Like, yeah, fuck. And then they just like make out and shit in the middle of the street.
That's hot.
Or whatever. Like,
that's hot.
Yeah. Yo, it's my new YouTube channel. Y'all just watch people make out in Japan while looking at my lips.
Yeah, bro. First week I stayed there, I was in like Ikebukuro, which is like it's not really like the hood, but it's like it get active out there, basically.
Oh,
like,
oh, is that what they do?
Please describe Japanese activity for those of us who don't know.
I want to hear this shit. Forgive me, but I'm imagining like Jet Set Radio future characters like selling crack. You know what I'm saying? Like grinding on a thing. The power of love! Yo, you need a 5 and 10, B.
That is not it at all. Oh my God. No, I'm just surrounded. It's just motherfuckers inlining over my head and shit.
No, it's not that.
It's more so just like people walking around and then like the girls will stand the aforementioned like girls bars and shit. They also like have girls out there trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to catch motherfuckers and be like, yo, like,
Solution?
Come here. Like, oh, like you're so, like, oh, you're so cool. I love your jacket. I love your hair. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? And then like, come, like,
you're
come.
So cool. I love your jacket.
Yeah. It's
that's
like
exactly what you got to say to get to this cat.
Yeah. Especially if it's an American dude, bro. American men are so easily
so stupid.
Because that's when they specifically travel to get that.
Yeah.
You don't ever see the videos of the dudes in Colombia
and
they
just
be
bros?
they love recording themselves walking past mad women who just be looking at them like, bro, the bitches is working.
Yeah,
they're working, and they're working hard. And guess what? It's working on you, bro.
Yeah, you are a lick, bro.
Exactly.
Like, that's what you are. And like, but they would, so like, you know, I'd, like, I'd walk by or something and like, somebody be like, oh, like, Amerikajin desu ka? Which is like, are you American? And I'd be like, hi, Amerikajin desu. And then they'd be like, oh, kawaii desu. Like, they'd point to like my jacket or whatever. And then they'd be like, do you want to come? And I'd be like, nah, I'm good. And like, I'm all right.
Like, yo, you peeped it.
I'm cool.
I was not familiar with your
like,
game.
Like, bro, I'm from the Bronx, bro. Hunts Point right there. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, you need a day?
Yeah. Like, I'm from ground zero with a shit, bro. You're not about to, you're not about to get me, bro.
Yo, come on. I watched Hooker since the point when I was six.
Yeah,
I had a cameo.
I seen Carlito's Way, bro. I'm good. But yeah, Japan was mad fun, bro.
Shout out to Japan, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Randy. Glad to have you back. Liz, the horniness continues. You know what I'm saying? We put on some horny dick shit, you know what I'm saying? In Rainy's absence, you know, some horny shit.
Yeah, man, they've been torturing me with sports, Rainy.
Bro, what's funny is like, because I listen to every episode, obviously, so I'm like, okay, finally, the audience will at the very least get a break from the OnlyFans stuff. And you guys can't do shit.
You know we gotta represent,
stop,
bro.
This shit don't stop. We freaking,
oh,
baby.
Man. We gotta represent. Yo,
speaking of freaks, you know what I'm saying? We got my man here, who is looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like Jean-Claude Van Damme. He might be Belgian. You know what I'm saying? He might be French. We
official,
don't know.
Official Finch 93.
That's right. It's Official Finch 93. He got the world's biggest BBW love doll. It's his YouTube channel where he reviews BBW love dolls, or just love dolls in generally speaking.
For audience, go on YouTube in search bar, go Official Finch 93, find Official Finch _93.
That's right.
Then you go to world's biggest BBW love doll torso, and then you go see him, and he do faceplant inside giant booty cheeks.
Link dolls. And so you gotta check it out, man. Yo, I love motherfuckers like this where I'm like, I don't know what country you're from. I know, I just know you're foreign.
And we know you do a lot of drugs. That's it.
Yo, I don't know what these fucking ads are, bro, I promise, but this victory light will be right back.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is completely unrelated, but speaking of Europeans in general, I stand by this. Romanians are the Dominicans of Europe. Romanians are the Dominicans of Europe.
Respect.
Until you've dealt with a Romanian woman, bro. You'll understand.
Why are they toxic?
You'll understand, bro. That's all. Hey, listen, man. Just take my fucking word for it. Okay.
What is it? What's the tea on Romanian women? Are they toxic?
Listen.
He's like, I can't say that word about her.
Can't even speak.
If there's one quality shared between Dominican women and Romanian women, it is that
aggression.
Okay? It is that. It is aggression under the guise of love. That's what it is.
I can't even deny it, literally my life.
And you know what it is too? They make you like that shit, bro. It's fucking. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Moving on.
I'm nodding silently, like yes, this is true. Yes, they will.
Yeah, so this guy, I say that to say official Finch, maybe Romanian, who knows? Maybe Romanian.
All I know is that he talks like this. And listen, my man, it's a fun time, yeah? Like, he talks like fucking Fred Armisen doing that SNL skit. You know what I'm saying?
You know
like,
what I'm understanding about this? This dude is in a soundproof room.
Yo, yes! And he got the OF93 in the back. He got the egg cartons made to shape the shit up. Official Fish 93, it's my fucking room. It's soundproof.
did you say smash fucking room?
Smash fucking, yes. This is why I do the smash fuck. Yes. Yo. It's like, bro, fucking Sacha Baron Cohen was watching this nigga for 6 weeks straight doing Borat. He's like, it's a combination of Bruna and Borat that I do. It's called a smash fuck. When I have the tanga in my body. Yeah. Bro, he got the BBW Love Don't Sore, so he fucked that shit up because he gave it a flat. He gave that shit a flat, bro.
Listen,
this is what I want you to hear, though.
Oh my god.
This is what I want you to hear. When he goes, this. Yo, I want to hear what. Listen to this man. Yeah.
He got the rhythm going, though. He went no hands.
Speed him up. Sing it sound like a dance song.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was a shout out to that Turkish dude, right? Yeah.
Wait, he sound like the scat man.
This man is incredibly horny, bro.
I'm telling you, Liz. Yo, and that's like the fucking, that was like the Albanian blah blah blah. The Albanian shit. He might be Romanian. He might be on something with that, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
He said blah 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 in Romanian.
Did you see his subscribers?
Oh my god.
How many do you guys think he has?
5 million.
No, wait. 93,000.
I'm going to say 100. So, I'm going to say at least 100,000.
100,000? 20? 20, only 20? Damn.
Yeah, I feel like it should be more as well.
It should be way more.
I look at how all were disappointed. Yeah. Everybody in this room was disappointed at this fucking freak.
First of all, you see, now I got to defend him. This man is working very hard, bro. You could be regular horny, but yes. The kind of horny that you are reviewing sex dolls, bro, you love your job.
Not only
do you love it, you're trying to help your other brothers out. And y'all not subscribing? What's wrong with y'all?
He said, love game, love bitch.
Bro, he hit the spiggity blum blum blum.
Spiggity blum blum.
No, he hit the...
Yo, we gotta do. Listen, you're listening, man. Y'all like to remix. Oh, shout out to. First of all, let me pause for a second and give a love and a shout out to all the supporters. I'm not gonna say fans, because fans are short for fanatics. And y'all not fanatics. Y'all are supporters. Okay, shout out to y'all for making all the indie content.
Right.
I want to see a motherfucking. I want to hear a Jersey Club remix of this guy going spiggity blam, spiggity blam.
Yo, but wait, yo. I know just the guy. Yo, Blanco, Amen, Bass Bear, get on that shit right now, bro.
We need the spiggity blam, the gucci blah, gucci blah. We need gucci blah.
We need the spiggity blam, them both. That's what we need.
Spiggity blam, them both. No! That shit will go crazy. I need the remix of Papa Tiger. Papa Tiger, Rachi.
Yo, that's one thing about our supporters, bro. The motherfuckers is talented as fuck.
Talented as fuck, man.
Hell yeah.
Y'all ain't making movies and shit, bro. Y'all made the whole trailer for This Is Me. Listen, this ain't even like the horniest, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker that I've encountered this week, because this is one of the funniest things I ever seen. Said, okay, I'm still hungry. Dude comes in his pants during a twerking contest and it's immediately and loudly pointed out to 500 people in the room while he's showing his cum stain on his jumbotron and a DJ plays drops making fun of him. Nightmare! Absolutely. Also, this motherfucker's so horny. If they pull you up on stage, you got to know if you built for this shit. And it's funny because Randy said this shit before we started rolling. He was like, yo, this shit, it's shot like a nightmare. Like, the way it's shot, the camera's mad jerky. This feels like a fucking, like, one of the Safdie brothers directing my nightmare.
Pointing at him and laughing.
Yes. Like, look, it's like, look. He said, hold on, babe. Hold on, bruv.
Yo, everybody, oh
he
my God.
He says, cover his pants, bruv. Yo! Why did he frame it? He put the little, he said he framed it? He put the little frame, bro, why did he frame it?
What else can you do at that point?
Yeah,
you could. Stand up, motherfucker.
Stand up.
Why
stand
he just stand? Why he just laying down?
Yeah, no, he is. Hey, hold on. No. Wait, he is.
What the fuck you mean? Stand up.
He is standing up. He's standing on business right now. That's what he's doing. He's standing on business right now.
He's pitching a pants tent.
Bro, my favorite thing about, like, Jamaican, like, this is, because this is clear, like, this got to be some Caribbean shit.
Jamaican.
Yeah. My favorite shit about, like, Jamaican, like, Spice does this shit all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Spice will bring a motherfucker on stage, right? And then throw astronomical ass on him. And then make fun of you for getting hard, bro.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. She'll be like, you're on it.
Yes, I'm horny.
And
yes.
Like, well, yes.
You were like, rubbing your gluteus on my penis.
What the fuck?
It makes me horny. Yo, damn. He just said, yo, hey, look. When the motherfucker just goes and puts his hands up like, you got me. He does the drill ski, you got me.
You son of a bitch.
You got me.
Nah, brother.
No, that's crazy.
But hold on, wait. That shit went through the denim. Down.
He just, and all the girls. I don't know how this. There's no men there. It's like two guys. It's all women. Everybody's cooking this guy.
Nah, hold on, wait. What's the name? I'm pretty sure I just seen Yussie from Uncut Gems.
No way.
In the crowd, though? I swear to God.
This is a horror movie.
Wait, what is his name? Trax? That's his name, right? The jeweler? Yes, that's him.
And then the shorty, the blonde shorty with the tattooed arm, she's pointing like at mad extra, like Harley Quinn level laugh.
Bro.
She's doing like the Ron DeSantis laugh at this motherfucker.
Bro, hold on. Somebody in the Victory Light camp. Somebody, our light up. Yo, I got the best fucking the best supporter name. I need somebody in the light brigade to fucking
yes.
I need someone in the light brigade. Look, Paulie hates it. He's back there like, don't ever say that again.
He's like, yo spot. He's
funny the whole crew. Yo, that's fucking Yussie, bro. Yo,
look
at him.
He's like, oh man. And no, look at his face. Time out. Pulls on his face because he's like, yo, I feel you, bro. Yeah. Like he's just like, yo. He's like, damn.
He's like, been there.
Damn, bro. He's like, yo.
Yeah, he's like, been there, man.
And my man put his hand on his face, man, gingerly, like, oh my goodness.
I need somebody to edit in the last song in Hereditary. The fucking.
God.
I need somebody in the light brigade.
This shit is absolutely
It's not
insane.
The light brigade.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
We're going to workshop that. We're going to let it come to us naturally.
I need. Okay?
Y'all going to come up with something. But yo,
I need somebody to throw that music over this clip,
this
bro. Please.
Absolutely fucking nuts. Yo, this is the craziest shit about this, too, is like, not only did this, like, happen, it's on video. You got fucking Tim Westwood and the fucking back dropping bombs on your nut. Like, my God, he's coming his pants, bro. He's coming his bloody pants, bro. He's coming his junkeries. I was like, yo, what
his
the
britches,
fuck? His britches. I'm like, yo, this is crazy, bro. How you gonna make it out that crowd, son? You gotta walk sideways. Nobody's trying to touch you, bro. Like, you got mad nut in your jeans, man. I don't know how y'all nut, bro, but when I nut, this shit is a mess.
Oh, okay. If your face is blurred, and I can still tell you're smiling, that's your kink.
Come on,
I don't think this guy was upset at all.
Nah, he's like, yo, he wants the girl with the red mischief boots to stomp on his nuts. Like,
oh
yo,
my God, bro. The only thing that would have made, he sounds British, right? Because I feel like if he was Jamaican, like, it would have been way louder.
Oh,
like, it
would have been like,
what?
Damn, this
it's
thing
coming
been...
out his pants! What? Why is he dead? My God, he's still coming out himself! Why?
Just man, why?
But if you do notice, all of the girls are the ones that are laughing extra hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this bitch in the blonde is pointing and laughing at him, like, on purpose. Like,
She's doing that's the nightmare fuel right there. She's like, what? You're tiny.
Nah,
me.
she's doing the New York.
Dumbass motherfucker.
Corny ass bastard.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Imagine 800 Liz's roasting you at the same time.
800 Liz's is crazy.
With the power of 800 Liz Bells will descend upon you while you come in your pants.
We got, hold on, we got Yussie in the crowd and skinny academics in the crowd.
Just, I'm about to say that's Tiger. Fucking Tiger's in there, like, oh my gosh.
We got gutter, got secondhand embarrassed.
Dying of secondhand embarrassment, bro. This shit is absolutely crazy.
Shit.
Blast. I watched this video twice and I was like, it's burning on my brain. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I don't want to watch this anymore because you know how they say when you watch stuff before you go to bed, like,
you drink it
invades your dreams. I'm like, I can't be this guy, bro. I'm too old to be this guy.
And the thing is, we don't know who he is, but they all do.
Right. Yes.
They go to work with this motherfucker.
Yeah, they all know exactly who he is.
They're like, yo, I work at Hewlett Packard with fucking Donnie, bro. He busted on himself, bro. At Pasa 58.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. This shit gonna invade y'all nightmares now. Y'all all gonna have a personal one.
Yo, facts. Yo, absolutely crazy horny. Shout out to Hispanic Sean King for that link. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of losers, Ron DeSantis. Yes, you heard me up top in the intro. I'm here. I'm back again to tell you that I'm a fucking worm. I took my L, okay? He suspended his presidential campaign. Yo, I'm starting to get nervous. Like, Trump might fuck around and win this shit.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Ron DeSantis is like, he just didn't get the right angle, man. He didn't work his angle, bro. Like, his name is too good. Like,
oh, yeah,
his name sounds like a Big Frida song, bro. Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. Like,
this white girl's throwing ass to that shit.
Yeah.
Throwing a protest next.
Just like. Like, bro, come on, bro. Like, his name, it's I'm surprised there's no, are there any drag, like
Ronda people Santos?
Ronda Santos? What the fuck?
That's show
the
yourself.
That's the perfect drag name, bro. Like, come on.
No. We're not doing that.
You should have worked that shit like my boy Georgie.
George Santos.
The fuck?
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking loser. This fucking guy, yo, so I felt like, not like he could have beat Trump, because I don't feel like there's nobody that could beat, damn. Fuck, I almost said it. I was like, there's nobody that could beat Trump.
I mean, there isn't.
I don't want to say that shit because
I don't think anybody realized.
I don't like saying it. It doesn't make it any less true.
Nobody is realizing that we are living in a fucking fascist society, bro.
Our only hope is some, like, the only way to get, like, our only hope is, like, the most relatable, unhinged, like, 20-year-old Zoomer. That's the only way is if, like, everybody 18 to like 24 just sweeps it because they voted for some, like, remember
Taylor Swift got to run for president.
Remember in like 2016 where everybody like wasted their vote on like Harambe or something? You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Bro, no, it's so crazy.
That's our only hope of defeating Trump.
A gorilla! Fucking Harambe!
Just some joke candidate, some random kid that's like not qualified at all.
And just make TikToks.
And just go make TikToks in the, like, a day in the life as president of the United States.
That's what I do.
Olivia Rodrigo might be able to pull that off.
That's what I'm trying to tell motherfuckers. Bro, I wrote about this shit. Speaking of Victor, like, wow, full circle moment. I wrote about this shit so many fucking decades ago. Somebody like Taylor Swift, this one, Justin Bieber was like, had a insane fan base. Like that, like a Swifties level.
Someone Justin Bieber's like had.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he don't got it no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's out here smoking his eyes. He's doing. But somebody like Taylor Swift jumping in and be like, "Yo, I'm running for president." Could win. Would win, bro. Here, like, straight up, like you're saying, like 18 from like 18 to 24, bro. Like, if you're like, if every Swiftie locked in. If every Barb locked in and was like, yo, Swifty Minaj 2024?
No.
For real, our country's a fucking joke,
it's bro. A mess, bro.
Our country's a fucking joke.
Yo, it used to be that like politicians used to like have to hide the fact that they used to be like actors or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, cause wasn't Nixon a fucking actor? Like, or not Nixon.
Reagan
was an actor, right?
And it was like motherfuckers voted for him.
Because
he was just like, yo, he's like, I'm off that. Now I do government things. Yeah. I'm a serious guy. I do serious roles. Like, I'm like, I don't know why Reagan sounds like Trump, but that's what he was on. And you're right. Politicians used to have to look.
You used to have to look the part. Now it's really a fucking joke. But go ahead, Liz, my fault. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, fuck me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Hold on. I'm a bald bitch, huh, motherfuckers?
Yo, that's crazy.
Y'all thought y'all was going to get away with that shit?
Yo, that was literally the first thing I walked in. I'm mad hype, about to give him a hug. He hugged me and just started strangling me, so I'm a bald bitch.
I'm a bald
huh?
bitch,
so that's
bald.
What the fuck
it's
we
like Michael
doing.
Jordan, Michael Jordan in his fucking last
thing.
Bird. He's like, fuck you,
I know
you bitch.
Not talking. You fucking class traitor.
I'm like the boldest in the room.
I'm a class traitor.
I could hear the sweat on your brow when she said that. Shit. When she said that shit, yo, I could hear it. You were like, ha, 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 bitch.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, can't wait.
He did the
All right.
He did the anime switch.
Let's address something. Yo, let's address it. I love bald men, all right? A lot of bald men be in my mentions, bro. Be saying that I be slandering them. I love bald men.
So like a fully bald, like an accepting of his fate bald man, or like...
Let's be clear.
Or like I'm trying to front ball.
I hate bitches. That's what I do. I hate bitches. If you got a full head of hair and you're a fucking asshole, I'm gonna call you a hairy bitch. It's just like the insults will just cater to you specifically. So I'm sorry if you've been feeling attacked, my bald brethren.
Hold on. Here's my thing. I hate when people be like, yo, just let it go. Just shave. I'm sorry. Why don't you fucking come to my house and you shave my head every other fucking day?
That shit is annoying. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to do it.
That
okay?
shit is annoying.
It's not that I'm like holding on to follicles or shit. I just
that
don't.
That shit is gone.
I'm tired.
It's low
bro.
Tide. It's low tide over there.
What the fuck? I am exhausted. So if it bothers you that much, you come to my house, you shave my shit. You give me the fucking, man. It's
premium content.
Oh, no.
Type of shit
the
is
bald
that,
men
bro?
Are fighting back, ladies.
The bald men are fighting back.
That's right.
Bald men unite. Yo, yeah. But it's really ill because, like, that shit is really annoying. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, shaving your whole fucking dome, bro. When you got a fucking big-ass biodome like I do,
mm-hmm.
like, I wear a size 8.5 fitted. You know what I'm saying? I got a big fucking a
got
football
the Barry
helmet.
Bonds fitted.
You know what I'm saying? The ACH only worked on my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my nuts.
Yo, fuck it, bro. You know what? Fuck it. I'm running for president. I'm running for president. And my party will be the Bald Brothers Coalition.
Or the BBC.
The BBC party. Exactly.
Randy might fuck around and win.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
And
yeah,
we vote for BBC.
Hell
yeah, brother. We're voting for BBC.
You're goddamn right. Shit.
Did you see my old NRA white man be like, yeah, we're voting for fucking BBC, dude.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And they go type in BBC like the search bar and be like, oh, and then, God, oh, fuck, dude. This is what I want. This is not what I want running the country, bro. I don't want Dredd as president.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dredd delivers on his promises, though.
Yo, that's a fact. Yeah, he does. Shout out to Dredd.
Who low-key looks more and more like Lewis Hamilton every day, so I can't watch anymore.
I was going to say, we look like Stevie when Stevie was like, yo.
Oh, my God.
He looked dreadful like Stevie was. Yo, for those of you who don't know, Dredd is similar to Girthmaster, except he's, you know, he's
black.
A pro. He's a black. He's a professional. He's a professional cockslinger. Oh, my goodness. Yo. Listen, bitches, it's Victory Light, you know what I mean? I hope you've been enjoying yourself thus far. We'll be right back after you listen to fucking ads for the Church of Latter-day Saints. Holla!
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First of all, you cowards, we're back. Welcome back to Victory Life. No more bald slander on my watch. God damn it.
We're talking about hair now. We're talking about hair
That's
now.
That's right.
We're talking about hair now because the Scoop Bagel guy went viral again because he had a take. And his take is, if you're a normal looking, I'm saying this in quotes because this is what he said. If you're a normal looking white guy and you don't think you're hot, getting cornrows will make you hot, Liz.
No, it won't.
Hold on, wait. But like, normal as opposed to what? The Unabomber?
What's an abnormal white guy?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Was it Jason Kelsey? Is that an abnormal white guy? That's a normal white guy.
No, but it's like if you're a normal looking white guy, but if you look like Powder from the movie Powder.
Don't.
Then you can't.
You must not.
This ain't for you.
But if you look like fucking Pee Wee Herman, rest in peace. Just get cornrows. And this motherfucker got his hair braided, but he left the fluffy sideburns. He got the braids with no shapey. How you get a braids with no shape up is
those
crazy.
Those are dead ass the worst set of braids I've ever seen, bro. And I've been to DR at the beach.
Oh my god.
Them white bitches be on the beach. That's exactly how he looked. He looked like he got his shit done by a Dominican. Pow. A Dominican lady who's just trying to make some money.
That's it. Doña Lucinda just braided your hair for 500 pesos because...
She overcharged you.
Facts, yeah.
And then when she was done, you took a brush and you combed over that shit. You brushed right over it.
Man jumped in the fucking suit. He's like, yo, we're going to go scuba diving right after this. With my hair on.
Bro, that's crazy. That's not Jim Jones. That's James Jones right here.
James Jones.
Holy fucking shit.
Hi, I'm James.
This is the same bagel guy, right?
Yes.
Who was complaining about... He went to a fucking bagel shop in New York and asked him to scoop out his bagel. And the dude said, I'm not scooping
Fuck
your fucking
here.
Bagel.
We don't do that in America.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, that's literally what he says. We don't fucking do that here. Like, get the fuck out of here. And he dead ass left.
And he just left.
He's like, but I just want creatures. Yeah, but not like this.
Not like this, bro. Not like this. That's not how we're doing it, bro. Yo, this guy's such a fucking bozo. And then he fucking did the high angle, bro. And then he came and he closed the video with the white guy like, yeah, bro, groovy.
With the fucking hang 10, bro.
Hang 10, dude. Let me tell you something, bro.
Yo.
If you get braids, dude.
Cornrows will tell you a lot about your hairline. Yo. And he does not have the hairline. He does not have the hairline for
his
that.
His shit is fucking weak.
Yeah.
No, it looks like he did them shits himself.
Yeah,
honestly.
This is when the barber pulls out the airbrush. You know what I'm saying? And airbrushes in the little gaps in your hairline.
He looks like, yo, oh my God. You know who he looks like? Shamar fucking Moore.
No.
It worked. He looks like Shamar Moore with the hairpiece, bro.
He does.
He does, bro.
Fuck this guy.
He does, bro.
Now I see white Jewish Shamar Moore.
Jewish Shamar Moore. Yeah. Shlomo Moore, bro.
Happy Rosh Hashanah, Shamar. Yo, what the fuck?
I still haven't forgiven Tyler Perry for that fucked up ass wig he put on that man.
Oh my God, bro.
That man is fine as hell when you gave him that fucked up ass lace.
Yeah, you did him dirty.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That whole shit was glued down, bro.
Holy fucking shit.
And this is crazy because this is a sharp left, but I'm so glad to have both of y'all back here because I want to ask y'all both about your favorite topic. Sports, you know what I'm saying? And people are going to live or die. I'm going to put the people's financial fate in y'all hands. Ravens versus Chiefs coming up next week. Niners versus Lions. Liz gonna do the first one. Who do you got, Ravens or Chiefs? And why?
Who has the least racist members?
Probably the Ravens.
Ravens.
The Ravens are considered like a black team because they're from Baltimore. The quarterback is actually black. He's not like fake black like Mahomes.
Who got the least amount of DV charges?
Damn. That's a toss-up. I feel like they break even on that in that regard. I don't know. No. Oh, wait. Hold on. Lamar Jackson does not have any domestic. You talking about the overall team?
Yep.
Okay, okay. I was like, yo, hold on. I don't want to put that on Lamar.
That's how I'm basing who should win.
Yeah. I think it's like an even split. You know what I mean? So that you could like flip a coin on that one.
Oh, so it's just
the
terrible
Ravens
men?
Did honor Ray Rice recently.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, so Ray Rice is the guy who like knocked his shorty out in the elevator. So
oh,
he, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I remember that.
That was wild.
But oh, none of the shit. Current players have anything to do with that.
Right. So like this is like 10 years ago. So
it's still bad karma. Fuck them.
Yeah. But they did honor him at halftime. Like
that's wild.
4 weeks ago.
Is wild. That's like, I don't call him alone. All right, so we got the Chiefs, Rainey, Niners, Lions, and why? Also, not Detroit, Baltimore, Detroit, people are saying that's like the black Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? We got Baltimore and Detroit, two famously, you know what I'm saying, black cities.
So, okay, so... here's the thing. I think that the 49ers still remain the favorite with the Ravens close behind because the NFL now is down to its final four teams. And ooh. You got to remember the 49ers, they remain the favorite because they're plus 145
so
right
now.
Phone,
I go on,
and they're plus 145 on DraftKings, plus 140 on FanDuel. But the Ravens, however, plus 200 and 210 respectively. So I think that the Ravens do have a chance.
Bang.
And I think that however... It would mean more for the city of San Francisco if the 49ers won, in my opinion, I think. Boom, yeah, you weren't expecting all that, were you?
Yeah,
not at all.
So you called it, we got a Niners-Ravens Super Bowl
yeah.
coming in February.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a rematch.
You know what I'm saying? It's a rematch. Facts, it's a rematch. Yeah. I didn't remember that because, much like Chandler Jones, I was having CTE. Chandler Jones went on a fucking podcast and said that CTE is fake. Chandler Jones, who used to play for the Cowboys?
Raiders.
The Raiders. Chandler Jones just played for the Raiders. Obviously took a lot of trauma to the dome because he really sat down. So Chandler Jones went out there and said this shit with his whole chest. I don't think CTE is real. We didn't hear about that shit back in the day.
You have a concussion.
The concussion.
Yeah.
They not, tell the truth.
Oh, no.
Chandler Jones, tell the truth.
Oh, my God.
You have a concussion. Shout out to Will Smith for the worst accent ever in life. I would just be like, bro, just talk regular.
Bro,
just talk regular. Chandler, don't do that voice.
Chandler Jones doesn't have the excuse that Herschel Walker has. Remember, yeah. You remember that podcast? Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft.
So?
I remember that.
Herschel Walker. He played football when a helmet was there. Yo, just let it do rags. Let it do rags. That's it. Controlling your creative.
Bro, I am in pure shambles over this fucking display of pure ignorance.
This is why we need the video ASAP, because Liz's face just spoke all the words in the English language.
Motherfucker said CTE. I don't know the other words, but I don't have trauma. He said CTE. I don't understand what it stands for, but I don't got that shit.
So it's chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
But it's like, yo, how do you say this shit is not real? I don't know what this is, but it's not real.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just gonna raw dog shorty every day. I'm just gonna run through like raw dog and be like, yo, nah, it's not real.
Right, bro. That's the ultimate of just like, just because you say, oh, what? Now I gotta listen to you. What? Because you're a doctor.
Yeah,
study this.
I'm getting a second opinion.
I'm gonna go talk to fucking Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see what Joe Rogan has to say about this.
Yeah. He'll know what to do.
Oh my god. Yo, fam, listen, before I get CTE, it's time to end the show because I gotta drive Optimus Prime back to the suburbs. Man, we got a mailbag in the motherfucking building. Damn, I hate making men move around because he's a week away from ACL surgery.
I don't believe in ACLs. No.
That last word. I know the A stands for anterior, but anterior means back in the day. And back in the day, it wasn't no ACLs. Yeah. So that shit ain't real.
I never took an L in my life. I don't even know what that is.
Thank you.
The Pino Sam Rothstein asks.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ, man.
Happy Monday, Victory Light fam. For the creatives out there, what are some ways y'all get out of creative slumps, writer's block, etc.? What practices do y'all do to reset and get back to the creative flow?
Liz, you go first. I feel like you're well equipped.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, I reset everything. I reset. I completely pull back. I stop listening to the same music I've been listening to for the past 2 months. Yeah. I reach out to my family. I go hang out with friends. I read more books. I watch more movies. I try to get re-inspired. And then I also take a break.
just literally take a break. Sometimes your brain needs to fucking relax. Yeah. Like last weekend, I said, yo, I need a break. I booked a hotel room right in the city. I stood there the whole weekend.
Ooh.
I reset myself. Ooh. I was able to just relax. If I wanted, if I got some kind of inspiration, I started to write. I got some ideas. I write it down. Don't force yourself, bro. Oh. That's where you're gonna fuck yourself.
A staycation.
If you legit having writer's block, bro, just relax and try to take some time away for yourself. And I promise you, once you get re-inspired, that shit will come to you.
Mm. Start flowing.
That's a great answer, because I was just gonna say, I beat my meat. Take five.
Oh my god, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just hit spank bang real quick, you know what I mean? Get inspired by Savannah Bond.
I don't think gooning is gonna help you. Not right
now.
Not
this time. Yo, I will never look at another project Min is involved in the same way ever again. Like, if there's a scene that I'm like, wow, that was beautiful, he'd be his movie right before this. Right before he directed
right
this.
Right before he set that shot up, he definitely went to spank bang.
Yeah. That is too funny.
Reynaldo? Oh yeah, I have a similar strategy, but for me it's just like, do something else. So like if I'm having trouble, like right now, like I think the hardest thing I've ever attempted is writing this current script that I'm working on right now. Like, it is the most intimidating, daunting fucking thing, and I have no idea why. So whenever I feel stuck, I just do something else. So like, I'll work on a song instead, or like I'll you know what I mean, like I'll make a fucking TikTok or whatever, or like I'll do something else, or like I'll, yeah, you know. So sure. Yeah, so it's the same, like kind of like how Liz was saying, just like do something else, sort of reset. Like the Japan trip was the reset that I fucking needed, especially after years and years and years of not going anywhere for pleasure, like not doing anything for myself, really. You know, I think that was it. So it helps.
Yeah, for pleasure.
You see? Yeah. Oh. He's out there.
Oh, brother. Guys, I was there for wholesome nerdy activity only.
I believe him. I truly do believe him. And you see, I tried to defend you too, and Emero was like, nah, he out there fucking. Having a wholesome trip.
Thank you. I was out there.
I'm just eating $5 ramen bowls.
I was out there at the temples and at the izakaya spots, okay? That was it.
They were saying the massage was totally above the waist. My answer to this is similar to Men. You know what I'm saying? Fucking beat that cock, bro. Like it owes you fucking rent for 6 months.
Oh my god.
Also, fucking do drugs. Do drugs. Also, stare at your bills. Stare at your fucking bills. Put that shit on a bulletin board, bro. Put your fucking water bill. Put your water bill up there, because it's water. And you pay for water. And just to let you know how fucking stupid the world is, and the government, the society we live in today, it's so fucking dumb. You pay for fucking water, and you gotta make jokes to make fucking, you pay your fucking water bill, you asshole. So fucking sit down, relax, take a drink of water that you fucking paid for out of your tap. Don't buy a bottle, you fucking wiener. Drink that shit, relax, take some time to yourself, then jerk off, then get back to it. You know what I'm saying? Look at your water bill and be inspired by that.
And don't stand in line for no fucking Stanley Cup.
That's right! Motherfucker, Richard Lay, episode 20. We up at this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Lispera Matatana. Randy's back, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Victor's in the building. Miz God is in the building. Paulie's here. You know what I'm saying?
Hassan Insane!
Where you at this weekend? Home.
So nice.
If you want to hear him, you got to go listen to one of his mixes.
You got to go to his crib.
We out of here, bitch.
A victory light.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.